Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. So you know, as a believer, every time you go out there into the world, there's people all around you. So we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. The Bible says we're to be ministers of reconciliation. Who is he going to use? He's the head. We're the body. We're the church. This is not the church. This is a building where we come and assemble ourselves together. We're the church. We're out there. And he's going to use you to reach them lost souls that are out there. He's not coming back, man, until he's ready. And we get them souls back to the kingdom of God. Amen. So I'm excited already. Let me see. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. And we want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and radio. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Today we're going to be talking about giving thanks to Jesus. Amen. So praise God. I'm excited. Let's grab our swords, soldiers of God, warriors of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. So praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. You know what? Your spirit is receptive. You know what? The enemy wants to stop you from listening. You know, I know what you're thinking. Man, hurry up, Pastor. Game starts in 1 hour. So hurry up, hurry up. We speed it up, you know. But I've got something for you here in a few minutes. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. So anyway, I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And before we get going, and one of them goes like this. Serving him says you have a generous spirit. Your generosity blesses many, but it blesses the Lord the most, especially when you notice even the little things. Yeah. Amen. He noticed the little things. So we don't bypass the little things. Amen. Every time you give your time, share your counsel, or offer a smile, a kind word to someone who is having a bad day, it blesses the Lord. You are displaying his fruit of kindness. You display his love, his compassion, when you sacrifice what you need and what you want in order for someone else, for what they need and what they want. Remember this, when you do this unto the Lord, there will be a great reward for you. Serve as if serving him. Amen. In Colossians 3:23-24, mark that down, says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. If you're walking in the spirit, they have no problem. But if you're walking in the flesh, your flesh is going to say, forget you. I'm taking care of me. It says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive a reward and inheritance, for you're serving the Lord Christ. That's who you're serving. Amen. So as a child of God, know that. Amen. Ephesians 6:7 says, work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. You know, if that's all you're thinking about, you know what? You're going to fail. Because you're doing it unto him. He's using his people, his body, his church to go out and do these things. And you know what? When people see that, they see Christ. They see his love and his compassion. And he's going to use us. And you know what? We're here to be used. Last week we talked about, you know, coach wants to use all his players. But if you're not prepared, he's not going to set you out there because it's going to embarrass yourself. Amen. But you know, you got to be prepared. When you stay, and we talked about staying ready. Why are you staying ready? Because he wants to use you. But we got to do our part. His part is complete. There's no mistakes there. Our problem is here. We got to keep ourselves ready. Stay ready. Because when he calls, say, hey, Lord, use me. He said, he's more than glad to use you. He didn't put you here to lose. He didn't put you here to sit on the bench for the rest of your life or on the sidelines. He wants you to be in the game of life because he's going to use his winning team to win people and souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. You understand that? Amen. So we're going to be talking about giving thanks to Jesus. live to give. Man, you need to write that down. Live to give. It says today, every day is your day to give. It says even if your bank account is a zero, we know when we start talking about giving, first thing people think about is finances, money. It says even if your bank account is a zero, finances is not the only thing believers give. Amen. Believers have more to give. It says God gave his best. He sacrificed his only son. Jesus gave his best. He gave his life for us to have salvation. Amen. As believers, we got to give our best. You know, we're always thinking about second best. So we're talking about part-time. He didn't die for you to be part-time. He died for you to be fully involved and participating. Amen. Praise God. So give your best. You know when you're giving your best. You know when you're holding back. Amen. You know when we give our best. Man, when I was partying out there. When I was out there in the world, you know, having the best time, showing off and doing all these things for the world. I was giving my best. I wanted to impress the people. Amen. But you know what? We don't do that for the Lord. We need to reverse that. Amen. We need to give him our best. Man, he was humiliated. You know, Hollywood, they draw a beautiful picture compared to what he was. He was destroyed. They couldn't kill him, but he was bad. He was beaten. Amen. And it was bad. And he was put up there. Well, anyway, we're talking about giving. It says John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, he gave." So you know what? Giving started with him. We're to give to him. Say, give to Jesus. Amen. It says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Even John 10:10 says, "The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy." Jesus says, "I came that you might have life and have it to the full. Have it abundantly." Amen. So praise God. Luke 6:38, mark this down, says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." You know, you cannot give God. Amen. He don't just give you one for one. Man, you bless him with something, he's gonna bless you so well. You cannot give him. Don't try. It says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." You put your name there. Amen. Jose. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You know when you're trying to fill your little cup, you know, you push whatever you're filling it with. You want to put as much as you can and press it down. Get it more in there, you know. Shaken together and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Again, you cannot give God. And these are some things that we can give. Amen. We have a fruit of spirit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Give of yourself. We're not talking about finances. Get finances out of the way. We still to give our tithe and offerings, amen. But still, give of yourself, give of your time, give of your love and your compassion. Give a thank you, give a kind word. Well, sometimes we want to give them a piece of our mind. But it's not a good thing. If you keep your mind renewed, where's the battlefield? The mind, you know. And if you haven't renewed your mind, when they say something bad to you, you're going to say it right back to them. Well, don't let anything come out of your mouth that you know is going to be wrong. It's the wrong thing. Watch your words. Watch your actions. Amen. Be kind. Be cheerful. Be joyful. Have a good attitude. Only way you can do that is renewing your mind with the word. Amen. Because this word is going to bring you down. Amen. On a daily basis. As soon as you hit the door, maybe even before then, you know, you look at your phone or you look at the news and all they got is negative stuff, bad things, you know. Give appreciation. Give encouragement. We come and assemble ourselves together to encourage one another. Hey, brother, sister, you can make it. Hey, brother, sister, I'm praying for you. God wants you to know this and let him know what it is God had told you to share with them. Amen. But it's going to be something good. Give honor, give happiness, give hope in this prayer. There's no distance in prayer. Amen. You can pray for people across the world. They had an earthquake in Japan. Well, you know what? Lord, bless them. people up there. Bless my brothers and sisters. Bless the people in Japan. Keep them safe, Lord. And there's no distance in prayer. Amen. So, I wrote this at the bottom. It says, give, 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 and live, live, live. Hallelujah. All right. Well, praise God. They blessed me. I don't know about you, but if that didn't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, give to Jesus. Give thanks to Him daily. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Thank you, praise team. That was a beautiful song. The song that says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Amen. If you don't know what else to say, just say thank you. There's nothing wrong with that. But speak it out. Say it. Get it out. You know, just thinking about it ain't good enough. He didn't pretend to go to the cross for you. He went to the cross. Amen. And He took the stripes and He took all the other stuff. The humiliation. Amen. He looked so bad, you know, and Father had to turn His back, you know, because He couldn't face that. He turned His back on Him. It says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Live to give. And I just read it to you, so I'm not going to read it again. It says, He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make it right. You know where to go. You don't go to Ghostbusters. You go to God. You go to God. Amen. Woo, He knows what to do. He knows what things is going on. When you don't know what to do, you go to Him. Amen. Don't come to me. Don't go to whoever else. You know, they're going to lead you in the wrong way. You know what? If you have a few drinks, or if you take this drug, or if you take this whatever, it's going to help you. You know, yeah, you know what? When you come off your high, you're still going to have problems. But you know what? When you get high on the Most High, He's going to correct all that. He's going to get rid of all that. Amen. And we need to surrender those things to Him. Amen. And give it up. He'll make it right. When things are good or bad, you know what? You can go to Him. Amen. And John 3, oh, thank you for putting that up there. I got carried away. But Tuesday is the 11th, and we wanted to say Happy Veterans Day to all our veterans. Amen. Happy Veterans Day in honor of all the men and women who served and continue to serve this country. It says, Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service time. Thank you for your sacrifice. God bless you, your families, and God bless America. Amen. And we're to pray for our country. You know, there's a lot of things happening. But you know what? If my people, which are called by my name, you know what? Let's go there. Let's go there. Second Chronicles. Thank you. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Mark this down. Because it says, if my people, we're His people. We're His church. We're His body. So you know what? We don't have to complain with what other people are saying. If you go to His word, it tells you. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong verse. I'm looking at 7. It's 14. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. He's going to hear you. He says He's going to hear. He's not going to turn His back. Maybe it's just one of us praying. But you know what? We got a whole bunch of in the body of Christ. If we pray, He says He's going to hear. He's going to hear from heaven and will forgive our sins and heal our land. You know? We don't have to complain to people. Just go to God. And then no distance in prayer. You know, we have an open door to go to Him because of grace. We can go straight in, you know, and just say, Lord, I'm praying for my country, my president, all elected officials, you know, hey, to line up with the Word of God and do the things of God. Amen. So, praise God. Whew, hallelujah. Keep going. This is good. Thank you. Happy Veterans Day. Give thanks to Jesus. Keep going. Whew. Oh, give thanks to Him in all different colors. Whatever color you like the best, you know, pick one. Keep going. Oh, back it up. I like that. That's beautiful, huh? Give Him thanks in whatever color you want. Just like live, live, live. Give, give, give. You got it? All right, keep going, Kirby. It says, give thanks for all that He has done, for all the Lord has done. Amen. And He's done a lot. You cannot give Him. He's giving. Amen. If you don't know, we need to get you saved. Keep going. This is good. And of course, John 3:16 is our main text here. It says, in the New Living Translation, well, this is how God loved the world. He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. New King James says, for God so loved the world. We're talking about world. We're talking about people. And we got people everywhere. You can't go anywhere without seeing people. Amen. So we're His body. We're to be ministers of reconciliation, bringing people to Christ. There's two kinds of people, saved and unsaved. So you know what? It's not hard to just say, do you know Jesus? Do you want Jesus? You know, well, I want to be like you. Well, then you got to have Jesus in your life. He's going to bless you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Yeah, you know, if God tarries, we're all going to go by the grave. But still, you know what? We're still going to have eternal life. We're going to live with Him in heaven. And heaven is my home. This is not my home. We're just passing through, doing the Lord's work. We used to be in the world's work. Now we're in God's work. Amen. So praise God. Keep going. These are all good things. Giving thanks. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. Yes. Psalms 118:24, easy to read version says, thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be happy. Yes. We were talking about that on the way here. Pastor Patricia and I. Well, it's Sunday. You know, hey, I could be home laying down, or I could be home watching the games, you know. But it says, no, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But you don't know the problems I got. Well, you know why you got problems? Because you haven't gave them to Him. He says, give them to me. Cast them on me. You know, just why are you still holding on to them? Well, you got them because you're still magnifying the problem instead of magnifying your God. Amen. Ooh, man. At least say amen. Psalms 118:24, New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. I, Jose, put your name there, will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the world says, no matter what people say, no matter what those around you are saying, God gave me another day to serve Him. Amen. So, Lord, I give you thanks. Thank you. Woo, hallelujah. For this beautiful day you have given me. Maybe windy outside, maybe rainy outside, maybe all kinds of things happening outside. But still, He says, rejoice and be glad in it. You know what? Praise God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, King James, in everything, what? Give thanks. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Thank you, Lord. Woo, man. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Keep going. These are good. Amen. Psalms 107:1, New Living Translation. Give thanks to who? The Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His faithfulness, love endures forever. New King James. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Amen. If nobody ever told you this, now is time. Give thanks to Him on a daily basis, not just when things are good, when things are right. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Keep going. One more. It says Psalms 92:1, New Living Translation. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to the Most High. New King James says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Amen. So, you know, don't hold back. The person on your left or your right or in front of you or behind you, they may not like your singing. But you know what? I'm making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. People start moving away from you. But you know what? Don't feel bad, because He says He's enjoying it. I'm making a joyful noise unto the Lord. They may not. You know why they don't like it? Because they're in the flesh. Because they're not entering in into His praising and worshiping Him. You know, He's not concerned about how you sound. He's just concerned. He just wants you to offer your thanksgiving and your praise and your worship to Him. When you do that, fleshly things don't matter, you know. Hallelujah. Keep going. This is good. It says, give thanks to Him always, anytime, all the time. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus, your Son. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for coming, completing your mission, and paying the price in full. Amen. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. Amen. But you know what? I can receive him as you watching me listening. You can receive him as your Lord and Savior. And stop running from him. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. And it's time that you repent, confess your sin, because he already knows. He already knows what you're doing. He knows the worst about you. And loves you the most. And he sacrificed his son for you. All you need to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. You know, if you've accepted him and you're running from him now, all you need to do is rededicate yourself back to him. Confess your sin and get back to God. Get up and press on. Amen. It says, give thanks by doing this. Getting excited. Getting stirred up. Getting fired up. You know, I saw the World Series. I saw some college games yesterday, football games yesterday. And there's going to be some professional football games today. Amen. Listen to this. We do it for the world, but we don't do it for Jesus. You get excited, we get stirred up, and we get fired up for the world, but not for Jesus. It says we go to worldly events, gatherings, games, concerts, go shopping, and we go to all kinds of parties. Amen. I mean, we can even invent one, you know. What kind of party is this? I don't know. We're just having parties. It says, we never complain. You ever seen a professional football game? And they're sitting there in the cold. They snowed in. And they're sitting up there. Some of them just got some no top on, just suspenders on, you know. And they're sitting out there for hours. No complaints. Amen. I mean, and they're jumping and they are all excited and fired up. Maybe because of the price they pay to get up there. Says, never complain how long it takes. But, help me. But we can't meet and sit and hear the Word of God without complaining. I see a lot of people going like this. Looking at the clock, staring at the clock, hurry up, cut it short. It's past game time. We sit with a bad attitude. You know what you sit happens when you sit with a bad attitude? You're not receiving. It's just going by you. God is talking with you. God wants to come in and sup with you. But you're in a hurry. I ain't got time, man. I'm just praying. I'm just playing church. I just come and sit so everything can be cool, you know. And after this, I've done my quota for the Sunday or for the day, and I can go. Yeah, but you know what? You came in the same way you went out. Yeah. Nothing. You didn't receive anything. Well, I didn't. What was the message about? I don't know, man. I was just waiting for him to be quiet so I can go watch the game. Hurry up, Pastor, be quiet. With a bad attitude, receiving nothing. Listen, I wrote this down. Don't be a part-time believer demanding on a full-time God. You know, when you want his attention, say, hey, listen to me. I got some problems. I got some things I want to dump on you. And you want his full attention. But when it's your time, you just come sit, hurry up, Pastor, hurry up, and then leave. The same way you came in. There was no change. You didn't receive anything. You're empty. Amen. We got to stay full. We got to stay connected to the source. We got to stay connected to the power. There's no power there. You know what? You know, man, to the enemy. He's a full-time devil, and we're part-time believers. So guess who wins? It's a spiritual battle. And if you don't have the Word in you, if you're not receiving, if you're not maturing in the Word, you're no match to the enemy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. So things happening to me, bad things happening. Well, you could do something about it. But you're not. You need to just come and sit and hurry up, man. You're sitting in there like you got ants in your pants. You know, it's like, listen to this. Look at Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Write this down. Copy this. New Living Translation says, let us think the way to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Let us not neglect our meeting together. We're talking about believers coming together and meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return, His H should be a capital. His return is drawing near. Who is He that's coming? Jesus is coming. Amen. And the New King James says, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Encourage one another. You know what? We're in God's team. We're together. We're doing this together. Encourage one another. Brother and sister, you can make it. Be strong in Him. God told me to tell you this and give Him a kind word. Give Him a good word. This is what God says to tell you. Amen. But we come together in unity to encourage one another. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. If that don't bless you again, we got to get you saved now. We're going to be talking about Psalms 100, and then we're going to dissect it, okay? So, Psalms 100, mark that down. New King James says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. All of us, make a joyful. It says joyful, don't say sad. It says joyful sound unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with sadness. Oh, gladness. Some of us need to notify our face, you know, because we're sad. Man, I had to come to church, man. I'm so glad to be here. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. So listen, if you don't like my singing, ask the Lord to give me a better voice. But I'm going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He's enjoying it, but you're not. So you got to get out of the flesh and get in the spirit so you can hear this lovely voice of God. Hey, if God says it's good, it's good. So I'm doing it. I'm trying to please Him, not you. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. And not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. I don't know what happened here, but it says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Woo, man, praise God. Listen to this. Giving thanks in Psalms is about excitement, joyful shout. Some of us, we just come and sit. Don't make a sound. It's okay to get excited. You know, just like that ball game, just like that concert you went to. Man, you ever seen a concert on TV? Them people are shouting, jumping. They stack on top of each other, you know. They do all kind of weird stuff. Excitement, joyful, shouting, serving, gladly, with gladness. Coming before the Lord with singing. See, you can't get away from my singing, man. I'm going to sing. It says getting to know the Lord. He is God. So, you know, just do these things. And be a I wrote this down. It says be a participator and not a spectator. You know, when you're just spectating, you're going to find all the negative things. Oh, man. And you know what you're thinking? I could have done it better. Yeah, but you didn't. You didn't even get involved. You didn't even participate. But you know, you're sitting back just saying, I could have done this. I could have done better, you know. Well, you know, get busy. He says, be a participator, not a spectator. Amen. I used to go and sit in the back of the church, you know, and watch everybody come in, see what they wear, see who came in, so I can go give a report to all my negative people. Say, man, who was in church? Man, I could just... All these people was there. And man, you should have seen what they was wearing. Oh, my God. All kind of negative things. Well, you know, enemy's using you in the wrong way. Amen. I'm just being a spectator. Be a participator. Be involved. You know what? When you close your eyes and you just focused on Him, I don't care those around me. I'm going to receive. I'm going to change. I'm going to come out a changed person. I'm not concerned about them. But you know what? I'm going to say, Lord, says, Lord, bless those around me. Bless those that are here, Lord. Amen. That they may be focused on you and stay focused on you. And so they could be ready. So when you need them, they're ready. Amen. Woo. Praise God. You know, when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't go there just for himself. He went there for all of us. But we got to make a change. We got to choose him or choose the world or choose the enemy. But it's your choice. If you want to go up or you want to go down, it's your choice. But you can't blame him. He paid a price. Now it's up to you to receive him or reject him. You're going to do either one. You can receive him or reject him. But that's up to you. And it's not his fault if you don't make it. Amen. It's your fault. Because you had a chance, you had a choice, and you gave it up. Because you're trying to please the world, and you're trying to please friends, or you're trying to please whoever. Woo! Hallelujah. Be a participator. Enter his gates with, enter his gates and into his courts, giving thanks and praise to him. Amen. Praise God. Sacrifice, giving yourself. Just like Jesus, he gave himself as a sacrifice. Make yourself available to him. Amen. Stay ready and make yourself available. Lord, here am I. Use me. Lord, here am I. Send me. Amen. We always say, well, you know, we're always volunteering somebody else. Send them. You know, what about you? He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. He put you here on his winning team. If you receive, if you've accepted him and received him, you're on his winning team. So he wants to send you. He wants to use you. If he's not using you, it's not because he's holding back. It's because you're holding back. Amen. You got to say, Lord, here am I. Use me. You know, when the time is right, when you've matured and you have the word in you and you're connected to the vine, you're connected to the source, he's going to say, you're ready. Press on, press on, press on. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Says Psalms 100 is full of action words. Full of action words. I mean, that's what you're watching that game, man. There's a lot of action going on. Says Psalms 100 is full of action words. There's shouting going on. There's serving going on. There's come, says come, know, enter, give, and bless. These are all action words. All these words are calling us to do something. But when you come with a bad, negative attitude and you're just sitting there and says, man, I can't wait till it's over. you're not going to receive anything. You came empty and you're going to leave empty. And you know what? You go out there and say, you know what? I went to church, but it don't work, man. I didn't receive nothing. You didn't receive nothing because you was closed. And you know what? You have a free will. And God is not going to force him with himself in you. He said he's knocking. So you know what we got to do? We got to open up. Surrender ourselves and open up. So he come and visit with you. And he's just going to make some changes. But we have to open up. If you come close, you're going to stay close. You come with a bad attitude, and you're going to leave with a bad attitude, and you're going to leave empty. You say, man, I went to church. Nothing happened. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again here. We didn't come here to be entertained. We came here to be empowered. But you're not going to be empowered unless you open up and say, Lord, here am I. Amen. Fill me. Amen. Fill me. Use me. And he will. He's not holding back. We're the ones that's holding him back. Amen. It says, be thankful in words and actions. Amen. Give thanks. Give thanks. Be involved. Be a participator. Again, be a participator, not a spectator. Amen. Anybody can do that. Anybody can walk in here and just come in and empty and leave empty. And all they was doing is just spectating. Amen. Spectators. God called us to be actively involved. He called us to be involved. Amen. Not to sit back. If you're going to be on his team, you know what? You're going to have to be ready for him to use you. And not just ride the sidelines, ride the bench, amen, and do nothing. If you're on a team, eventually you're going to have to get involved and participate. Nobody, well, never mind. Says giving thanks is something we must do on a daily basis. Not once in a while, Not just when things are all right, nice and comfy. Not just when we feel like it. Giving thanks daily is the right time. Just having an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of thankfulness. He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. He's God at night. He's God in the daytime. When things are right, when things are bad, He's always there. The Bible says, well, I'll get there in a few minutes, but it says giving thanks. We're going to dissect it now. Giving thanks to Him joyfully. Amen. It's excitement. Psalms 100 and verse 1 says, keep going. Verse 1 says, shout with joy to the Lord all the earth. That's a New Living Translation. New King James says, make a joyful shout to the Lord all ye lands. Amen. If you can't shout to the Lord, you know, when He went to the cross, He didn't pretend to be there. And He was embarrassed. He was humiliated and all kinds of stuff. And people's watching. And He wasn't wearing no clothes. He was naked. And people are watching. Amen. But He went and did it for us. For us to have salvation. Amen. Praise God. It says God made us people of emotions. Not just for the world. Don't get excited for the games and the concerts and everything else. For Him. He paid the price, not the world. Amen. It says, be excited, be joyful about what God is doing in your life. If He's not blessing you, then you're messing. So check yourself. If He's not blessing, there's a problem. And the problem is not with Him. The problem is here. We got to get this right. We got to get ourselves right to Him, with Him. Amen. So we got to check ourselves. Again, the problem is not with Him. The problem is with us. We got to get this right. It says, you're blessed. You're too blessed to be stressed. He is your God. He's your creator. He's your provider. And He's your healer. He's Almighty God. He is awesome. He gave you the strength to open your eyes and to get out of bed and to be here. Amen. He gave you a day. And He says, I'm giving you this day. Rejoice and be glad in it. And if He woke you up, He didn't wake you up just for you to sit on the sidelines, or for you to sit in the bench and write the bench, or for you just to be comfy and lazy. No, or lukewarm. He wants you to be excited. He wants you to be joyful and involved and being a participator. Amen. Whew. Praise God. He's given us all good gifts. Those are enough reasons to shout and give thanks to Him. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord. When all fails, count on God. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. When all things fail, you know, we try to do it our way. We try to do it our way. We're going to fail. But He says, when we do it God's way, He says, keep going. Hebrews 13:5, mark that down. NIV says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. New King James says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself, you see, Himself is capitalized. He Himself has said this, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He'll never leave you. When you receive Him, the Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And He's with you all the time. Amen. So serve Him. Amen. And give Him thanks. Amen. Praise God. He's a friend who will never let you down. He will lead you through dark valleys. And the next one says, Psalms 23 and 4, New King James says what? Yea, though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. It says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Look at the Amplified. It says, even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you is caps. You are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide will comfort and counsel me. Amen. Whew. Console me. says, He will prepare a feast before you when all others have turned their backs on you. Yes. Amen. In the presence of your enemies, He will give you exceedingly abundantly all that you need. He is God. He watches over you. So get excited and shout for the Lord. Amen. We're going to stop right there. All these next few weeks, we're going to be talking about giving thanks. Amen. We can't say it enough, you know, on a daily basis, not just on Thanksgiving Day, we give, or on Christmas, we give. No, on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord. Man, the first thing come out of your mouth when He wakes you up is say, thank you, Lord, instead of saying, oh, man, another day, man, I got so many things to go do. And we start going through our priority list. He should be on top of your priority list. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. Praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you've never accepted Him, now's the time, you know. Quit running from Him. Rededicate yourself. All you need to do is say, Lord, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord, I rededicate myself back to You. Amen. And you know He will. And He can be your God and give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord, for what You've done for me. Amen. So let's remember that. You have sickness in your body. All you need to do is say, by Jesus' stripes, those stripes He took at the cross, you know, He paid for your healing. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I am restored. No malfunctions in my body. Everything working the way He created it to function. So body, I speak to my body. Body, line up with the Word of God. Receive your healing. I call you well and I call you healed. Sickness, you must go. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't receive no sickness in my body. Amen. But you got to be bold enough to speak it out. And you know what? When you said all that, just say, thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. I feel like crying. Woo, praise God. I am blessed. And so are you. Amen. So, keep going. There you go. Time to give. Those watching, those listening, if we still want to give you a tithe and offerings, you still can. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Press the donate button. Mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. God loves you, and we love you. And remember, give thanks on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God.